I own Ackerman Log and Timber. Obviously, my industry depends on natural resources from the forest. And my own health, the health of my employees, our livelihood, everything depends on public land. If public lands are distributed among the wealthy, sold to the state won't be able to hang on to them. Those lands will be sold off. And I think that that would be devastating.
Are y'all in line for talking to Cardboard Corey?
Yeah.
Excellent. I bet he's seen a lot of those pink hats by now.
Huh? Don't want him to grab our lands.
Yeah.
I'm a preschool teacher, and I would like our public lands to be available to the kids of tomorrow, you know, as they grow up, and for their children. And I, you know, my children always enjoyed it. Now my grandchildren are, and my preschoolers, and I really want it to be available, not just because it's important to our economy, but because it's the right thing to do.
I think that if we're going to survive as a species, we're going to have to get active on this. I think it was Stephen Hawking, the great physicist, who was saying that we needed to get out of Dodge because we only have 100 years left on the planet. We've got to get active right now. And Sloan Shoemaker and the rest of the people are helping us coalesce, coming to the realization that our environment is the prime key thing to our existence.
I'm late for an appointment, but I'm going to call and cancel it because I'm not going to make it. This is more important. My name is Jennifer Moore. I live here in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and I truly value what we have out here, our national forest, the open space, the recreational opportunities. My son grew up appreciating this and understanding that it was special and important, and I call up Corey Gardner twice a week, and I say, look, my taxes pay your salary. I am your boss. You need to pay attention to what you're being told.
I'm a kayaker and a skier and a mountain biker and climber and a hiker. Pretty much any way you can get outside, I've been doing it since I was a little kid. I've also done quite a bit of botany research and public lands research for the government. It's provided me a job in the past, and if you take away those funds, you're losing some of those jobs and you're losing a lot of good information, and you're also losing all the recreation that's keeping people healthy.
Hi, I'm Jolie Ramo, and I'm a concerned citizen. America seems to forget fresh water is only 1% of the water on the planet, and it's the forgotten fuel of our economy. And it has to be protected, and yet they cut the Forest Service budget year after year while the fire seasons increase. Eventually, the forest doesn't get enough water, and so its root balls in the forest start to dry out. And then you get 800 million trees dying from pine bark beetle blight because these are very water-intensive industries that we've allowed to crop up around our national forests. They're first in line for our fresh water. What the supposed resilience bill fails to include is nature's resilience. It needs to include the goal of interconnected wild lands for migration corridors, for water flow, and for habitat connectivity. We can't apply human property law to natural systems. Natural law transcends human law and human use. Wild lands function according to natural law, which allows the hydrologic cycle and the carbon cycle and the seasons and the great chain of being to be in balance.